Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Today I'm going to speak about something pretty interesting, because I think some people get a little bit confused as to healing because of sometimes erroneous belief, erroneous teachings, misunderstandings, and so we want to get people to just get their lives in order as far as healing is concerned, because really sickness is not nice. It's not a good thing, and God wants none of us to battle with sickness. So we pray today, and we pray later on, that God will touch every person here, and healing will flow through each and every person that is involved in this ministry, in our families, in Jesus' name. Amen. God just showed me something. I've mentioned, when I pray over my food, I pray the scriptures over my food. When I pray over my body for healing, etc., I pray healing scriptures over my body. And so here's what God showed me to do, because in Exodus 23 verse 25, God says that if you serve me, I will bless your food, your bread and your water, and I'll take sickness from the midst of you. But then he says a few other things as well. So God told me, because when I pray over my food, I always pray, I thank you, Lord, for this food. And I pray, thank you, Jesus, that this food is blessed. And every mouthful brings healing to my life and my family. But now he says this. He says that he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness from the midst of you. That means wherever I go, sickness can't go. Healing must come. So in our church, in the midst of each and every one of us, sickness must flee, leave our bodies. So when you pray over your food, I thank you, Lord, for this food. I call it blessed, sanctified, healthy, wholesome food to healthy, wholesome bodies with healing in each mouthful. You're praying for your family and sickness completely to dissipate and go from your vicinity. Right? I will take sickness from the midst of you. But then he adds to that, he says, there will be no miscarriages in your family, in your life, in your midst, and there will be none that can't have children in your midst. Yes, Lord. Okay, so I've added that to my prayer. Every time I eat, I add now that he brings healing, completely removes it from us, and there'll be no miscarriages, there'll be no barren people in our land. And then he adds one last thing. He says, with long life, I will satisfy you. So I'm telling you, my prayer time of my food becomes a healing ministry. And I pray and I thank him for long, good life, successful life. So I want to just encourage you, read that scripture and get it in your own spirit and start to pray that every time you eat. Because if you do that, you thank him for it. The first time you thank him, Lord, the scripture says, one of your promises, and then you thank him for the fact that he's taken healing from the very presence of where you live. He's taken away any miscarriages from wherever you are, your family, your loved ones. He's taken away barrenness from any one of your family and loved ones and wherever you are. And then he's given you long, satisfied, good, successful life. Pray it every time you eat. Thank him. Amen. Today I want to talk to us about something that I feel a a lot of people might be tripped up by the thorn in Paul's flesh. You all understand, and I'm sure most of you have heard about the thorn that Paul had to live with. I want to teach you what it actually means of Paul's thorn in the flesh. And, you know, the number of times I hear good Christians, solid people, saying that Paul had a sickness that God wouldn't heal because they equate the thorn in Paul's flesh to do with a sickness in his life, but they think it's something to do with his eyes, his eyesight, his eyes, because Paul did say, if you had the opportunity, you would even pluck out your own eyes and give them to me. Now, number one, I believe that when Paul said those words, he was writing to them after he'd been stoned, half, in fact, to death. He came back to life. He must have looked pretty scarred and broken up, and he had a problem with his eyesight, and he had a problem with his eyes. And the people saw that, and he said, I know that you would give me your own if you could. He wasn't talking about an infirmity, a sickness in his life. He wasn't referring to that. He never once said, I am sick. And so we've got to understand the scriptures in the facts of the Bible with the word of God, not with our interpretation, with God's interpretation. Amen. So if you believe that Paul had a sickness that God wouldn't heal, if you believe that, then you will always, not sometimes, always have doubt in your mind and in your heart for your healing. No matter what it is, if that's in the back of your mind that God wouldn't heal Paul from sickness and disease, you're going to have that in your life. You'll have that doubt. So let's look at this. The God who is Jehovah Rapha, the God who is the Lord, our healer. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord, your healer. Think about this. Who healed multitudes, the multitudes. They brought thousands of people to him, and he healed them all, each and every one, every time. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unblocked the ears of the deaf. He loosed the tongues of the lame. He raised the dead. Not one person that came to Jesus, not one who came to him, and even some who didn't come to him, he just healed them anyway. Right, the woman with the issue of blood, she came to Jesus and she got her healing without asking him. The man at the water, the pool of Bethesda, he wasn't asking Jesus. Jesus just came and healed him. The person, the woman whose son had died and was in the funeral procession, and Jesus went and raised him up, no one asked him. So God healed every single person, every time that came to him for healing. Now watch here. And he raised the dead. Every single one. And I say this because not one person went without healing that came to Jesus. Even those who didn't come to him got healed. Yet in this case, God refuses to heal his son Paul. That is not logical, doesn't make sense, is not true. We think that the God who healed everyone who came to him, and Paul came to Jesus three times, and God wouldn't heal him. No. No, no, no. So I want to look at the biblical meaning of Paul's thorn in the flesh using the Bible as proof. Amen? We're going to do that right now. And I can say this with absolute certainty. Now listen to me. That Paul's thorn in the flesh was not a sickness and a disease. And I'm going to show you what it was. It was not any kind of illness or disability. Now, you just think of that for 1 second. It was not a sickness. It was not a disability. It was not a disease. I'm going to show you what it was. Because, understand this, if the truth of God's word sets us free, then believing a lie will keep us bound. Never forget that. Write that down. Right now, just write that down. If the truth of God's word sets us free, then believing a lie will keep us bound. I need you to write that down, because this is something that's imperative to the people of God to understand and to know the truth. Now, the Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh that he asked God to remove three times. So go with me to 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Okay. It says here, and I'm reading from the King James, this is Paul speaking, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Everyone say, a thorn in the flesh. All right, so Paul said, I was given to me a thorn in the flesh. All right. Now look what the next words are. He says, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. I was given a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Buffet means to stop, set aside, put asunder. He says, lest I should be exalted above measure. Okay, now watch it. He says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. Right? Now you have people say God refused to heal him. Verse 9, and he said unto me, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. People read that scripture, 2 Corinthians 12, 17, that Paul said, I have a thorn in the flesh, that God is saying, yes, because I don't want you to be exalted above what you should be. I need you to stay humble. So I, God, am going to use my arch enemy, the one of whom I hate, who's confined to eternal damnation, the one who I can't stand. I'm going to use him, and I'm going to ask him to send one of his demonic forces to buffet Paul, just in case it becomes too big a deal. We tend to forget that God is the author of life, that God is the giver of only good gifts, and he cannot give bad gifts. And he would never use the devil to complete his work. He would never do that. He cannot do that. It's like saying, you know, I need Jesus, I need the devil to help me get people saved. It's the same thing. Come on, it's ridiculous. We see that the messenger of Satan to buffet him because he shouldn't become overly exalted. All right, so I sought the Lord three times, and he said, my grace is sufficient for you. That's telling me, because a lot of people believe that was a sickness, and God's saying, it's okay, you can live with that sickness because I've given you a grace to withstand the sickness, to get through it, to live in it, to live with medications. And we get caught up in this thing that God is saying, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You'll become strong where you're weak, and you'll be able to take that sickness. God didn't want for anyone to take sickness, just as much as he didn't want anyone to not be saved. You've got to get this in your spirit right now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, but leave as he is.